This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Buffalo Sabres first-round pick Dylan Cousins making an instant impact upon his return. WHL On the Run Player of the Week for the Lethbridge Hurricanes will be our guest in moments. Ahead, the WHL poised to have another solid NHL draft this summer. Kamloops Blazer forward Connor Zeri projected to be a high pick. We'll hear from the native of Saskatoon and what is a big year ahead. And several key players have rejoined their teams across the WHL, including Matthew Wedman to the Seattle Thunderbirds. We'll have a glance at that in our news and notes section, and we'll hear from Matthew Wedman. First up, it was a six-point weekend for Lethbridge Hurricanes forward Dylan Cousins, the first-round pick of the Buffalo Sabres, the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. Dustin Forbes has more.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Dylan Cousins, the WHL Player of the Week in the Western Hockey League. Three games back since coming back for the Buffalo Sabres, 8 points. What's been working?
I think I've just been going out there and playing like I'm still at the NHL level. I don't want to come down to this speed. I want to keep my speed that I got while I was up playing in those games. And, you know, I just want to keep playing like that and going out and playing as hard as I can and making everyone else play to my speed.
Does the game feel slow? It looks slow from above when you have the puck.
You know, it doesn't feel too slow. I definitely feel like I have more time out there than the last couple games I played up in preseason there. But, you know, I just kind of want to get the puck and control the game, slow everything down, find guys, you know, create time and space. But, you know, it doesn't feel slow. It's still fast.
You've never been a kid that lacked confidence. You came in as a 15-year-old a few years ago and really had an impact right away in that playoff run to the conference final. Have you ever been this confident, though?
Like, I am pretty confident right now. Like, you know, I've been playing good. I think the biggest thing right now is not getting too high. Just keep going out there and knowing that it's not going to be easy. Going out and, you know, just working hard as I can every game. And, you know, like, this stuff's coming. I'm playing good right now. But, you know, I can't just think it's going to come easy. I know I'm going to have to work for it.
Sometimes when players get sent back from the NHL club to juniors, it's a wait and see period, you know, the disappointment factor. But I got the sense with you right away it was a natural excitement to be back in Lethbridge.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, I wanted to stick in Buffalo and stick in the NHL, but obviously that wasn't the case, so I'm going to come back here and be happy. There's lots of really good friends I have here who I haven't seen in a long time, so I was excited to get back to them, just hang out with the guys again. And, you know, it's going to be nice to have a year with not too much pressure. You know, last year, my draft year, a lot of pressure on me, so it's nice to just have a year, have fun, and be with my friends.
The last couple of years, I mean, this team has been really, you know, leader heavy. For the turnover this offseason, it's kind of been passed down to you, Logan Barlagi, Kalen Addison, to be leaders on this group. Do you get excited about that opportunity?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I see myself as a leader, and even when I came in and was 17 last year, I saw myself as a leader on the team. And so now, being one of the older guys, I know that guys look up to me, and I just want to lead by example on and off the ice, be a guy that guys can look to for advice, for anything. And I just want to be that guy that guys look up to.
You've made history basically at every turn in your hockey career, let alone in your Western Hockey League career. You were the 7th overall pick last year in June by the Buffalo Sabres in the NHL draft, highest ever drafted Hurricane. What was it like to go that high in the NHL draft and to get drafted at all?
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, 6 years ago, if I knew that it would actually be happening, I don't know if I would have believed it, but, you know, it was something that I always dreamed about, and for it to come true, I just blacked out on stage. As soon as I heard my name called, I kind of blacked out and don't really remember too much of it, but, you know, it was truly a dream come true and something that I will remember for the rest of my life.
Something that not a lot of people might know is that at 14 years old, you moved to Vancouver from Whitehorse, where you're from, to play at a higher level. Was it kind of fitting, maybe full circle, that you were drafted in the city of Vancouver, the city you moved to at 14?
Yeah, that was a pretty cool coincidence. And just it being so close to home and only one flight away, it definitely made it a lot more special, having so many friends and family that were able to come down and be a part of it. It was awesome, and it just being the place that, you know, I first started my competitive hockey career when I moved away down to Vancouver, and then the draft's back there. You know, it was crazy, but it was awesome for sure.
The draft is always a whirlwind. The draft year for a player is always a whirlwind. You have all the pressure throughout the course of the season. You go to combines and meetings and then the draft, and then you go right to Buffalo right away. When you look back now, were you able to enjoy it and soak it all in?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing I was told was by everyone, just to enjoy that year. it only happens once. Your draft year, you're in the spotlight, everyone's watching you. And there were times where I wish I could have enjoyed it more looking back on it now, but you know, it definitely was a stressful year, but it was also the best year of my life.
I guess the last thought, you go to Buffalo for main camp after suffering an injury at the rookie camp in June, had a great showing, got in 3 preseason games for the Sabres. You come back now. What's the goal for you at the Western Hockey League level this year?
My goal is I just want to win. You know, last year we had a really good team and it was a disappointing end. But even this year, you know, I see a good group of guys who, you know, have gelled really close together in a short time. And I do believe that we have a team that can be one of the top teams in the league if we just stick to it and work hard. We played some really good games lately. Obviously, I haven't got the turnout that we wanted, but, you know, that's the biggest thing for me is just I just want to win.
Dylan Cousins, congratulations on the Player of the Week honor in the WHL. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
There's Dylan Cousins, the reigning WHL on the run Player of the Week. 8 points in his first 3 games.
In the corners and around the boards, the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Kamloops Blazer forward Connor Zary had a coming out party late last season with several clutch goals in the final month to push his Blazers into the WHL playoffs. Zary is now NHL draft eligible. He's being projected to be a first round pick.
Connor, first of all, how you feeling? I know it's been a good start for you personally, and the team is starting to put some wins together here. So how's it going for you?
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, we lost the first 3, which is a tough one. But coming back, getting the last 3 wins is good. And on a personal note, riding a point streak, it's always good, and I want to be a consistent player this year, so that's good.
Yeah, going back to last season and that run late in the year, points in 11 straight games here, and I know there's a bunch of forwards on this team this year that can do damage, and you're on a pretty good line that's out to a good start.
Yeah, it's been great. I know after the first couple games, we kind of moved lines around, and I'm playing with Franklin and Tazo now, and they've been unreal. Obviously, 2 skilled players, and we all like to play the game fast, and it seems like we just know where each other are on the ice.
It seems like, you know, the elephant in the room, and maybe it's not an elephant because it's a good thing. It's your draft year, and it's an important season for you. You're trying to be a top NHL draft pick here. What was your approach as you began the season here? Because that's the first thing I think you answered on day one was NHL draft, all this talk. So how do you deal with it?
Yeah, obviously there's a bit of added pressure. It's not too much, you know. I think you kind of look at pressure as you want it, something you earn. So it's pressure is a privilege is kind of a quote I read a lot. So it's kind of something you build off. You want that pressure. And for me, I'm just trying to have a good year. I'm not trying to worry about it too much. But other than that, I'm just focus on how the team plays.
It must be tough to get away from because, you know, with the, you know, social media and that, and, you know, Craig Button's list, and, you know, you're in the top 20 there, and, you know, all these draft rankings are going out here. So how do you kind of, I don't know, can you maybe read it and take a look at it, or do you just kind of stay away?
Yeah, I try and stay away. Obviously, it's going to pop up on your phone every once in a while, whether you're tagged in something or anything like that. But, yeah, I'm just trying to focus on the team, and you're always going to see stuff like that. It's just keeping your head on straight and staying focused, not giving too high or too low, just staying even keel. So that's what I'm kind of focused on.
This summer, you had a chance to play for Canada at the World Under-18 Hockey Championship, and you were playing against everybody that was going into the NHL draft, right? You played against the top talent in the world, and we saw a lot of their names, especially that U.S. development team, you know, make a parade in that first-round pick. So what did you pick up playing with and against that group that kind of was thinking, like, this is their last kind of chance to kind of make a name?
Yeah, obviously, for me, it's good to go there and know that I am at that level. Obviously, being a point per game in a tournament like that, it's really good for me. But just seeing how other guys go through it, you know, almost everyone on my team is a draft year, and I played with a guy who went first round to Anaheim, guy went second round to Carolina, so kind of just feeding off that, see how hard they work and how bad they want it. It's good for me being able to see that firsthand, and I can take that into this year.
You made a good point, seeing how bad they want it. How bad do you want it, Connor?
I want it more than anything. You know, it's a dream from day one. You're playing on the backyard rink my dad made me, and your parents put in all this time for me, bringing me to rinks and all that, and the coaches I've had through minor hockey, all the support I've had, and just the love of the game I have, it just makes me want it even more.
You have this reputation now, I think maybe from last year, that you are a clutch guy. When the game's on the line, when the team needs a big goal, there you were. And, you know, I think social media got enough of the Connor Zeri goals down the stretch. We sure made a big deal of those. And, you know, I think back to the tying goal against Prince George and what was a must-win or must-points game there. You know, in Prince George, the tiebreaker game, big goal in the third period here. I'm sure you're kind of relishing that guy that's going to be relied upon when the team needs a goal.
Yeah, obviously it's the spot I want to be put in. I want to be that guy who's out there trying to help the team get a win, and just being able to be in the right spot at the right time, put the puck in the net, it's good. And obviously I've heard that call a few times, especially the one against Prince George in the last couple seconds. It's unreal.
Yeah. Finally, it's going to sound like a bit of a job interview question, but what are some of the things you want to work on in your game this season to try to shore up?
I think just my overall 200-foot game, just playing a strong game, winning puck battles. Obviously, I know I can skate. I know I have the skill. It's just it's improving on everything every day, just getting better.
Well, Connor, good start for you. Good start here for the team, and keep it going, okay?
Thank you, John.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
A new season in the NHL opened up with 127 WHL alumni on NHL rosters. All 31 NHL teams feature at least one WHL graduate, with the Edmonton Oilers, Montreal Canadiens, and Vegas Golden Knights boasting the largest number of WHL alumni, with 8 players on the roster. While the Calgary Flames, Dallas Stars, Philadelphia Flyers, and Washington Capitals follow next, starting the season with 6 WHL alumni on their roster. Now, providing the most WHL alumni to the NHL season, the Kelowna Rockets with 14. 3 other WHL member clubs are sending double-digit to the NHL ranks, including the Brandon Wheat Kings at 12, Portland Winterhawks 11, and the Moose Jaw Warriors at 10. Meanwhile, several top high-end players made their way back to the WHL this week. In Spokane, the Chiefs welcome back first-round NHL pick Ty Smith for his 19-year-old season. The draft pick of the New Jersey Devils scored 7 times and added 62 assists for 69 points in 57 games last year in what was a potent Chiefs power play. Smith will also likely be a candidate to play at the IIHF World Junior Hockey Championships for Team Canada over the holiday season. The Calgary Hitmen welcome back Captain Mark Kastelic for his 20-year-old season. The 6'3", 220-pound product of Phoenix, Arizona, had 77 points last year, including 47 goals in 66 games with the Hitmen. Those 47 goals saw him ranked 3rd in the league in goals last season. Tri-City Americans getting 2 key players back from the pro ranks. 20-year-old import Christophe Rabik, who's on loan from the AHL San Jose Barracuda after signing a contract. Forward Kyle Olsen is also back from a pro tryout with the AHL's Rochester Americans. Seattle Thunderbirds, they got 20-year-old centerman Matthew Wedman back from the Florida Panthers organization and immediately named him their new team captain. I spoke with Wedman this week.
Well, he scored 40 goals last season. He's back for his 20-year-old season with Seattle, Matthew Wedman. Matthew, first of all, congratulations on being named the captain. I'm not sure if the plan was to be back this season here, but you're back in Seattle, and you got this year to look ahead to.
Thanks. It's a huge honor. You know, I wasn't sure I was going to play this year, but I'm happy to be in Seattle, happy to lead this young core and kind of show them the way.
You had an extended stay with Florida, and then down with their American League affiliate here. So did you kind of, were you in limbo about where you might be this season?
Yeah, it's kind of that I was living at a hotel for a month, so I had no idea where I was going to be. So came down to that last day, and they sent some guys down from Florida, and just didn't have the numbers in Springfield. So down in Seattle, happy to be here, and happy to be back in the WHL.
Yeah, and you've worn A with this team the last 2 seasons, so now you get the C. And you've had some good leaders here in the past, and I'm thinking about guys like Noah Phillips. So who are some of the guys that you take some leadership from your time?
Yeah, just in past years, Nolan Vulcan and Turner Ottenbright, they've been great guys to look up to, and especially both Barzal and Enzer, yeah, the championship year. All great guys. They all led by example. They were vocal. All things that good attributes of a leader.
All right, so let's talk about Seattle. You walk into a bit of a younger dressing room here this year. So what's your role here with this club?
Yeah, just kind of bringing a culture in the room. Yeah. Throughout my years playing here, we've always tried to develop a culture of being a hard team to play against. And I think being a young team like this, it's crucial to instill that early.
Three WHL East Division coaches have been named to the coaching staff for Team WHL for next month's 2019 CIBC Canada-Russia Series, with games in Prince Albert Wednesday, November 13th, and then Saskatoon Thursday, November 14th. The Saskatoon Blades head coach Mitch Love will be on the bench, along with Prince Albert Raiders coach Mark Habscheid and Regina Pats bench boss Dave Struch. Love will also be Canada's World Junior Assistant Coach to assist Dale Hunter.
Yeah, it's an extreme honor. I take a lot of pride in being a Western Canadian boy and working in the Western Hockey League, whether as a player or as now as a coach, and to get an opportunity, from Ron in the Western Hockey League, along with Hockey Canada, to be the head coach of this team is real exciting. I'm looking forward to working with the players that will be involved and obviously our staff here throughout the league.
That also means Love will work on the same bench as Mark Habscheid for the game in Prince Albert. The two rival teams met in last year's WHL playoffs.
Well, it's exciting. I mean, yeah, of course, we had some fun with each other last year through the media, in that playoff series. But the one thing that people maybe don't understand is how much respect I have for Mark and obviously Dave himself. Those are guys that have done a lot of things at this level, along with international hockey, and I look up to. I'm real excited to get a chance to work with those guys, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to wonder about that relationship on that bench.
That is the show. Want to say thanks to Dustin Forbes in Lethbridge for his help as well. Thanks to our guests. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.